Hi, I'm Lisa Gunther with Canadian Cattlemen Magazine, and I'm here again with Kelly Sidorek, our Depth of Field columnist. We're going to talk a little bit about Kelly's column for the August 2024 issue, which focuses on change management. So take it away, Kelly.
Well, you know, it's interesting. As we spoke offline, it feels like this is a recurring theme to some of my columns, the idea of change. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that we're dealing with it all the time. So I came across with a couple of ideas or theories. One of them is known as the trans-theoretical model. And it's one that has been used for a number of years since the 1970s and may be applicable in behavior modification, if that's one of the things. But talking about the different stages, and one of it is the first is the pre-contemplation stage, when you're not even aware that you need to make a change. Next comes contemplation, where the awareness is there, what should we do, not sure, but just knowing that something needs to shift, I guess you'd say. Then preparation, you know, what do we need to do to start planning for making a change and putting some systems in motion? Then the actual action, okay, taking action, you know, making sure that you're now doing what you had intended to do. And then, of course, following that initial action, as we know with different habit change theories, you know, then you've got to make sure that you take action and maintain it over a longer period of time. You know, a couple attempts at running isn't going to be enough to make you a regular runner. So, and then, of course, as time goes on and hopefully you have come to a new level, then that is, that's when it's classified as the termination.
Yeah. And so how might this apply to a farm family going through succession planning, for example?
Well, one of the things that really occurred to me when I was reading about it was that I think there's a lot of families that are past pre-contemplation and in the contemplation stage. They're aware that something needs to happen, but how they move into that next preparation and ultimately action are the pieces where they're getting stuck.
Yeah, and I can see, I would think it would be so easy to get stuck with succession planning just because it's such a big, long, complex process. So what are some tips for getting unstuck?
Well, certainly one of the things is just exactly, you know, emphasizing what you said. It is a process. And it's unlikely, you know, somebody that I was visiting with the other day actually said, yep, theirs took 10 years. So, you know, I mean, there's multiple players. You need to make sure you have the team of experts put together. So, you know, if you don't have a good professional team of accountants and lawyers that you work with, that, you know, the research to find that and put one together can be very lengthy. So I think that's an important piece of it. And then not only that, but, you know, the time that you spend gathering people's expectations, visioning, and getting strategic about what is this going to look like in the future. Which then brought me to another idea of where they had put the different types of change in metric, actually. So they talked about evolution, where just slowly over time, it results in being a changed organism operation. Another one is adaptation. That's similar in that it's slower increments that it happens. But then they also use the concept of revolutionary change, where just completely what you had been doing before gets completely wiped out and built anew, as the term suggests. And then the final is reconstruction, where it's pretty big change, but maybe you're still working from that base core of operation. So when we think about it, you know, I mean, a revolutionary type change would be if, you know, the family decides to sell the farm and then go into another different business with different players. Reconstruction, and I think this is something we need to consider in our succession work, is probably what ultimately could happen when the next generation takes over with different skill sets, passions, interests. You know, you still might have the base land base, if you will, or the financial assets, but what the enterprises are going to look like could be quite different. So, you know, maybe it's switching from a strictly grain operation to a livestock. That would be, you know, reconstruction. And I think when we consider, as I said, the different people that are coming up, you know, how big is the change going to be? Whereas for those of us in the senior role, you would just like to have, you know, a little bit of adaptation, and but it's basically going to stay the same. I actually think that's unrealistic.
Yeah. How do you know? How do you know if you can adapt a little bit versus totally rebuild the business?
Well, I think part of it is communication with the people on the team to kind of get the idea of what are they envisioning for the future? What are, you know, we've talked about having those core values, what's important to this family and this operation. You know, and maybe it's one that when the family comes together to start this, maybe it is, I don't know if exactly if this would be revolution or reconstruction, where an enterprise actually splits into two different ones, you know, and but doing it in an intentional way, because people have sat down together and just really expressed their own desires and interests for the future, that maybe it can be smaller or different. And it would be case specific, but.
Yeah. And you've written before about the Kubler-Ross change diagram. I think that would come into this too, especially when you're talking about a revolutionary or even a reconstructive kind of change in succession planning.
Yes, for sure. And I mean, I think, you know, realizing that there are those different levels, and it's also never going to be linear. You know, I think I like to take that diagram and just make it all squiggly, because there is going to be ups and downs, to be sure. And I mean, essentially, it might get worse before it gets better, which is kind of disheartening. But if you know that that's the way it works, and, you know, then you can kind of hang in for the long haul.
Yeah, just knowing that you kind of have to, people are probably going to have to go through that dip.
Yeah.
Where they're maybe in denial or angry or just upset about the change, because emotions come into it too.
Of course, right? Of course. And that I think, you know, for many of us, you know, just having some recognition or acknowledgement that that's perfectly normal. You know, nobody's got that great linear growth, everything's hunky-dory and improving day by day, that life doesn't work like
that. Yeah, that would be nice if life worked like that.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to add today, Kelly?
No, I think that's great. Enjoyed visiting me. So
great. Thanks. Great talking to you again, as always.